Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now. Good evening and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. My name is Sammy Jacobs. Along with me is Brett Ciancia from Pick Six Previews, the man who does it all. This been labeled the hardest working man in college football. Brett, how are you?
Yeah, Sammy, thanks for having me on. Appreciate the praise. You know, after 5 months, pretty much nonstop working on the preview book, I'm excited now to transition into talking season. A lot of podcasts and radio shows lined up here. I'm just excited to be talking football again, and hopefully we get back onto the field soon.
Yeah, that's everybody's hope, and things seem to be changing daily. But there seems to be a plan to get back on the field. But, Brett, you cover all 65 Power 5 teams plus Notre Dame, so 66 teams in total. You do it yourself. What inspired you to make the magazine, and just what got you into it?
Yeah, so I've always been a college football diehard. I mean, Saturdays are like mini holidays. You know, you get all the food ready. You watch 13 hours of ball. But, yeah, I launched it in 2012, Pick Six Previews. It was mainly just a Twitter page, and then we did I did an annual write-up. It was smaller than it is now, but really Twitter was kind of the perfect medium to get my stats and my information across, and you guys know college football fans are crazy, so they're sharing my stuff all over the place and really built up a following. It's been a passion of mine, but really last year I took it a step further and really locked in and said, hey, I'm going to put together a full-size book, 2,000 words per team, all 66 Power 5 teams with a ton of graphics and trends and the whole bit, and put it out there for sale. So, it got a pretty solid reception last year. I was invited to become a Heisman voter, which was, the ultimate honor, made its way around the media circles. And then this year, 2020, I just launched last Friday. So it's my second year doing it. And then I guess what would differentiate my book from the other magazines on newsstands would be, well, first the accuracy, prediction accuracy. We've been graded number one when you compare all the magazines, all the online publications by Stassen.com, who's been grading these for decades. My first 7 years, most accurate Power 5 in BCS. So the accuracy, but really the writing, a couple different angles I try and take. I like getting a lot of coaching scheme stuff in there because I find it fascinating how in college football, in the NFL, it's just 32 programs and organizations. They're kind of the same besides their helmet logos. But in college football, there's so many different offenses and defenses and recruiting strategies and branding strategies. It's, and home field advantages. So I'm fascinated by that kind of stuff. I think that pops off the page, getting coaching scheme stuff in there, program history, program trends. I have my offensive and defensive coordinator trends. So, I think I try and strike a balance between the analytics, the numbers, but then also the story and what's happening in each program.
For all those who don't know, I bought Brett's magazine, or we'll call it a magazine, even though it's a digital magazine, for my team over at Hoosier Huddle, and I bought it last year, and it's not as technical a read as everybody would think based on the analytics. It's a fun read. It's, a lot of the magazines do a lot, a lot of words on the bigger teams, and Brett puts a lot of thought and time and effort into every single team. And as an Indiana podcast and an Indiana website, it's great to see people pay attention to the Hoosiers as well. So let's get into the Big Ten. I still think it's Ohio State's until somebody knocks them off. But what's your prediction for the Big Ten this season?
Yeah, I think you hit it right there. It's still Ohio State's league. There were some that thought that there'd be maybe a step back with Urban Meyer leaving, but You know, it's still they have a hold on the conference right now, especially with Michigan going through a coaching change and losing some skill players. I think that opens it up for Penn State to kind of keep in the second spot in the East Division. Out in the West Division, it's Wisconsin again. I mean, it's just the same. You know, you could take a copier and just, you know, carbon copy Wisconsin every year. It's the same kind of program. The power run game, the big offensive line, mostly walk-on guys that they've beefed up. And then just a ton of playmakers on defense. So it's Wisconsin, Ohio State. I see a rematch coming. I know that's not the most exciting thing. But in terms of excitement for Indiana, I do see finally the first time in Pick Six Previews history that I see Indiana breaking into that top four in the East. You know, historically, it was obviously Ohio State, Penn State, and the Michigan schools kind of had a grip on the top four. I think Indiana is able to surge into the pack here and actually pass Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State's going through a coaching change, and, you know, a lot of it's unknown. It's just D'Antonio's been there for over a decade, and the program was kind of dead in the water, at least offensively, and now's the time. Indiana gets them at home, and they've been close the last couple of years. You know, the Hoosiers knocked off the Spartans in 2016 in overtime. They probably should have won that game last year. I actually just rewatched that game the other night, but it's a game that IU probably, you know, should have won if they played just a little bit better, and some of the plays went their way. You had Stevie Scott and Wop Fillier and Tywin Mullen on your third team, your second team, all Big Ten team. Why did you put them there?
Yeah, so I think Indiana, I mean, a lot of programs that lose a starting quarterback, another blue chip running back, and then a 3-year line starter. Usually that'd be enough to sink an offense, but you know, it's testament to what Tom Allen's built here. They're able to reload and yeah, you see guys popping out of nowhere. Wop Fillier really broke out over the last, the second half of the season there. I remember a huge game Indiana had against Nebraska in terms of yardage. They were all putting up a ton of yards. Stevie Scott is just a consistent 1,000-yard back. I think it's been back-to-back in that regard. But when you look at the landscape of running backs in the Big Ten, I mean, he's right there in that top five. So however that shakes out on these lists, that's good enough definitely for an all-Big Ten mention. And then on defense, Tywin Mullen's a guy as a freshman really broke out. And I love seeing freshmen with huge breakout seasons, you know, playing against guys that have been at their programs for 2, 3, 4 years. That really trends highly for me. I think you'll see a major step with his game in the second year starting.
Yeah, and Stevie Scott just missed back-to-back 1,000-yard. If he wasn't injured the last two games, he definitely would have gotten it. I think he finished with 845. But that running game, according to your metrics, it wasn't very efficient, but they do have talent there. And so this offense, it's a new offensive coordinator, but you know, you put a lot of weight into bringing in new coaches, but Nick Sheridan has also been there. And I think that helps with having everything have been canceled. What do you think the impact of bringing Nick Sheridan and moving him up to offensive coordinator is going to be for the offense?
Yeah, I think that's an important thing. And you know, this is definitely a unique offseason. I definitely relied a bit more on program continuity, coaching continuity, and roster continuity this year because you're losing out on those 15 spring practices. And in some cases, some of this summer conditioning and summer workouts are being limited. So, I'm a big fan of the continuity. I know it's a new coordinator overall, but, I mean, to bring a guy from within, you know, with a lot of returning starters and a lot of returning veterans, I think they'll be fine with the transition. And that's also on defense too, where it's kind of like Indiana hit a home run making the coordinator switches last offseason, because they've already been through it and you're starting to see the efficiencies here in a second full year. Speaking coordinator wise, so in the preparation for my book, I do a lot of calls with head coaches and coordinators across the country. I actually had the chance to talk with Tom Allen. Great talk. One thing that really stood out was, I didn't know this about his past coaching down at Arkansas State and Ole Miss. He had coached under Dave Womack, who is Kane's father, the current defensive coordinator. So he learned the system from his dad. It comes full circle. He brought Kane up to Bloomington with him. And after a year of kind of shadowing, he gave him the keys to the defense last year. And And what you saw was a very improved unit and an improvement as a young team too, a young defense. And they're top 10 in returning production in terms of starters and roster guys. And statistically, you see a massive jump when you're in the top 10 in one of those categories. So I think it all makes sense too. It's roster continuity, scheme continuity. I think Indiana can take another leap there.
Yeah, and it seems at least being around them for the bowl practices and then for a couple of the spring practices, that bowl loss is as awful and as heart-wrenching it was for IU. You kind of got the sense that they're coming back a little bit hungrier. And you just, as offensively, you just hope that Michael Penix could stay healthy because you've seen his potential. He completed 20 straight passes against Michigan State. You saw what he could do, with his limited time. If he could stay healthy, he's could crack into that all Big Ten postseason teams and things like that. So, yeah, and then bringing Kane Womack was when they moved to the 10th assistant, he was brought in as the linebacker coach. And I think Tom Allen being a less experienced head coach, he's not that young, bringing him in and then handing over the defensive reins, it was a great plan. It kind of frees Tom Allen up to be the head coach. And if you hadn't seen it, he was one of the first, if not the first, Power Five coach to speak out against racial injustices and things like that. So, his players are behind him 100% of the way, and you haven't seen any of the IU players speak out against being mistreated by Allen and his staff. The one thing I do want to ask, IU changed strength staffs. And the current strength staff, this is the first time that they're getting to work in person with players. Do you take that into account as Dave Ballou and his staff moved on to Alabama in late February and then all this stuff hit the fan? How is that going to impact Indiana and maybe other teams that are looking for strength coaches as well?
Yeah, I guess I don't really factor it into my prediction logic. It is an anecdote on the side because these strength coaches are very involved in the program. To those that aren't familiar, I mean, there are certain down periods and down cycles where the actual coaching staff can't be around the players, but they're able to work out and lift and be, with the strength coach. So they're a massive part of the program. I think that if you're ever to make a change, maybe this is the year to do it because, I mean, you're not even able to be in person anyway. So who knows? But I think that they brought in a strength and conditioning coach from the pros, if I'm not mistaken.
So, yeah, from the New York Giants. He was the head strength and conditioning coach from the Giants. He's an IU guy. Mm-hmm. He was actually a strength coach when Dave Ballou played at IU and things like that. So,
yeah. So, I mean, you can't really fault the other guys for taking the Bama gig. I mean, that's hard to turn down when Nick Saban comes knocking, but I think they replaced it with at least someone who's, credentialed at the highest stage of football. So should be fine. And this is an off season where you wouldn't have had, there's not much difference between having a stable, the same strength coach year over year than a new one because, everyone's been sent home to quarantine for a while. So
with the uncertainty going into the season, how difficult was it to write these previews this year, especially with little to no spring practice evaluations to go on?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what goes into my research and my book every year, it's over 1,000 hours of film study, of radio, local radio, local podcasts, just like Hoosier Huddle, because I really like to dig into the details. So film study, talking to coaches, talking to coordinators. But one thing, a major piece is the spring games. The final score of these games doesn't matter per se, but what I like to see is how the new schemes are looking. I like to see the early enrollees on campus and suiting up. I like to see new starters, how starters have developed. So you get a little glimpse into how the offseason went in that 2-hour segment. So with all those gone, that was a major research tool for me gone. I had to rely more on, the coach calls and just last year's game. So, it is a tougher assignment this year without any spring game or any spring practice. So relied heavily more on the film from last year. And like I said at the top, relying a little bit more on roster continuity, who's returning the more, starters and more veteran units, who's got the coaching stable, the coaching continuity there. So, you know, it definitely shifted the strategy a bit, but did the best we could.
Awesome. And how did you come up with your analytics? You know, your game grader is your big statistic. How did you just come up with something that worked and made sense?
Yeah, that's a good question. So a lot of the numbers you see in my book are things that I've always tried to put into my prediction logic, but then always wanted to put a number onto it. Because, I mean, so looking at game grader, for example, what that is to the listeners is it's a measure of statistical dominance. So you want to look at scoring differential, yardage differential, different per play metrics, how efficient a team is, because, you know, beating Rutgers by 40 is a lot different than beating Ohio State by 40. You know, winning a game by 3 is different than winning a game by 50. So with all these different, you know, categories, I tried to get down to a statistical grade of, okay, so we can adjust for opponent and adjust for margin of victory and all these different metrics to get down to one number. That way I can compare across divisions and across conferences, because everyone's playing a different pool of opponents. But if you're able to scale all these things together, you get a good read on a team. I also apply that to some of the against the spread stuff too, Vegas wise. So that's the game grader. Another one, real quick, I call it player development, and it's a buzzword that's used all over the place. You know, hey, this coach really develops players. What does that really mean exactly? So I took an abstract buzzword and tried to get numbers on it. And what I did, it might seem simple, but I just took the 5-year average of recruiting, so the kind of talent, the raw talent that's coming onto campus, compared to their output to the pros. You know, because something's got to happen in those 4 years on campus to turn a high schooler into an NFLer. So comparing those two gets you your player development grade. And then, you know, real quick, one more in there in the book is I have the 10-year coordinator trends, which you hit on, where you see, you know, the last 10 years, how each offensive coordinator's done in each school. What I did there is looking at their per play. So say Ohio State only allows 3 yards per play and Indiana goes and puts up 5 yards per play. That's a huge grade right there. And then you scale to how strong the opponent is. So, yeah, it's stuff like that where, you know, you always hear buzzwords and you think of things in your head, but you want to actually end up getting a number on it so you can talk about 66 programs clearly and have the numbers behind it.
Awesome. It's great work. Brett, tell our listeners how they could go about getting your book.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback and the praise and for taking a look. Really appreciate it. It's at Pick Six Previews is the Twitter. That's all spelled out. And then picksixpreviews.com. And on there I have some testimonials, some sample pages, so that you can kind of see, I know it's a newer product, but you can kind of see the set of infographics and stats and level of detail in the text that you're going to get on every team. It's all 66 Power 5 teams. That includes Notre Dame and BYU. And then, on the site, some testimonials. I just got a huge one in a couple of days ago from The Bear on College Game Day. If you know him, Chris Felica, he calls it a must-read publication. So that was big stuff there. But, yeah, so give us a check out on picksixpreviews.com or on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Brett. Hopefully we have a season and we can see how successful your book was this year. Fans, head over to picksixpreviews.com. To purchase the book, it is, I purchased it for all 7 of my other writers. It's a fun, it's a quick read. There's, if you like the technical aspect of breaking down football, Brett does a fantastic job. Again, thanks for joining us, Brett. Have a great weekend. Stay safe and hopefully we could have football in the fall.
Yeah. Thanks, Sammy. I really appreciate you having me on and best of luck this year. With Indiana. Hope we get a season.
All right. That does it for today's special edition of the Hoosier Huddle podcast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back with our Pac-12 preview next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.